Blog Talk Radio.
Are you a veteran, police officer, firefighter, doctor, nurse, or teacher? If so, you qualify as one of Ron Siegel's VIP heroes, and we have rewards up to $5,000 or $10,000 when you buy, sell, or refinance a home with one of the Ron Siegel Radio partners. As one of the heroes, real estate agents will rebate part of their commission, lending partners will give a credit at closing, the title company has special published rates, and many other service providers have incentives too. All you need to do is call Ron Siegel Radio at 1-800-306-1990. That's 1-800-306-1990. Or visit VIPHeroProgram.com. Just think about what you will do with all...
Because we believe every client deserves...
Hello, 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 hello. Happy Monday. Thanks.
Great beer, great spot.
Never know how!
Cold weather slows your battery down. But if it's hot enough to cook breakfast on your hood... your battery could be toast. So pick up a Napa Legend battery today, and you'll get a $15 rebate Visa card by mail. That's 15 bucks back and a new battery. In case your old one gets fried, that's Napa know-how. And participating Napa Auto Parts stores. Some exclusive supply. Offer expires 7/31/16.
Progressive presents Mindfulness with Flow.
You feel yourself getting lighter with each Progressive discount. Paperless. Safe driver, multi-car. Yes, lighter, like a new line of sneakers. Or a slugger on a crash diet the week before spring training. Stay away from the cheesecake.
Ascend to a higher plane of insurance with Progressive. Visit Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates. Discounts not available in all states or situations.
What's better than having Sprint, America's fastest network? Saving 50% on most national carrier rates. What's even better than that? Switching to Sprint, buying a 64 or 128 gig iPhone 6S, and getting iPhone 6S of equal or lesser value free when you add a second line. Plus, try us out for 30 days. If you're not satisfied, return your phone and we'll refund your money. It doesn't get any better than that. So visit a Sprint store, sprint.com/halfprice, or call 1-800-SPRINT-1 today.
Savings until 5/31/18 after pay full amount subject to $30 activation fee. Credit and valid for it and must choose from porting carrier rates. Applies to Verizon plan 2, 4, 8, 16, 24, 30, 40, 50 gigabytes. AT&T mobile share value 300 megabytes and 2, 5, 15, 20, 25, 30, 40, 50 gigabytes. T-Mobile simple choice 2, 6, 10 gigabytes. Carrier features differ. Plans exclude unlimited music and video streaming, data carryover, tethering and cloud options that other carriers' plans may offer. See website for eligible plans. $31.25 a month. 64 gigabytes.
Holy cow, just talking faster.
28 gigabytes for 24-month installment. Second phone free after monthly credit. Early termination results and remaining balance due. Fastest based on third-party data. Offer coverage not available everywhere. Restrictions apply.
If you are among those who got up and went to vote, you might be wondering what's next. Now it's time to get involved in your community. Get informed about the performance of your governors. Choose a posture. Suggest proposals. Get to know your rights and demand what is right. Today, the power is in your hands. Thanks for your participation. With you, Mexico is more. Join in.
30 seconds.
National Electoral Institute.
We'd be going live.
The words of Macarena Hernandez from Villa Dia Ordaz, Oaxaca. She said it was a great challenge for her when they told her that she was going to be a member of the Social Controller Committee, which promotes citizen participation to monitor the correct application of public resources in works and social programs. Thanks to their work, there have been benefits placed properly to aid the community. You can also participate. Go to gob.mx/SFP. Secretary of Public Function. Of the Republic.
The views and opinions expressed on the following program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other hosts or advertisers. You're listening to Ron Siegel Radio on ESPN Radio 1700. Now, live in studio, local and national real estate expert and consumer advocate, Ron Siegel.
And hello again. Welcome to Ron Siegel Radio. This is the show with no real boundaries as we discuss current events, financial markets, politics, sports, even poking fun at the rest of the media. This is the show that connects the dots of confusion delivered by conflicting media reports. We connect the dots so you know the actions you can take, how your family, your business can benefit from current events. Most of all, thank you for joining me. Before we get into our intriguing content today, please join me in welcoming our featured guests and repeat offenders, both of them.
Lucky us.
Lucky you. Lisa, lucky me. Yes, Lisa Dennis here with us, Casabella Realty. Welcome.
Hey, it's good to be back.
Glad to have you with us. And Janae Newman is with us. Welcome back.
Thanks again.
Writing another book.
Always.
Yeah, we're going to talk about that. But before we get into our intriguing content, let me remind you, if you ever have any home or finance-related questions, I am the consumer advocate looking out for you, and you can reach out to me directly at 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990, or ronsiegelradio.com. Just remember, that's the number you call anytime for assistance. When you call that number, it comes directly to me first. There are no operators standing by. I am it.
Quiet, numbskulls. I'm broadcasting.
Well, I do have a great team when it comes to developing a financing planner. Plan to save you money. I personally work with you. Even if you don't have any needs today, save this number in your phone for future reference, 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990. And, of course, we have to celebrate every day. It's not nearly as fun as the celebrations that we had last week. Yeah, there were some pretty interesting ones on the 14th, whatever that might have been. But today we celebrate National Caviar Day. Love a little caviar on a baked potato. Have you tried that one? And the other one, I guess if I have too many baked potatoes with too much caviar, I will definitely need to speak to my bride and get out of the doghouse day is also being celebrated today. So maybe that'll be, maybe we'll chat about that one as well. No, it's not for your dogs. I think it's for the husbands. But I'm just saying, you know, we'll have to watch that one. Speaking of watching the markets, yeah, they're pretty flat today. Ironic enough, it's the good news and the bad news. The markets are flat today, and that's both good and bad. Partially, you look at it and you say, okay, with everything that happened the end of last week, you would have expected the markets to be down drastically today. You look at a unrest in Turkey, the geopolitical issues going on over there. Generally, that would bring the market down, but we're becoming numb. You look at what happened in Nice, that would bring the markets down. We're becoming numb. You look at what happened in Louisiana with the police officers getting murdered. Unfortunately, it's all too frequently anymore. Unbelievable. So we are looking in the Dow Jones up 22 points right now. Gold, our oil down a little bit. The U.S. 10-year Treasury is up. Think about this one. The U.S. 10-year Treasury, and I told you it's going to go to 120. That's just one person's opinion. Actually, it's more than one person's opinion, but 120 is where that U.S. 10-year Treasury is going to be going. If you add the historic 1.76 to that, which should give you about a 3.16 being the 30-year conventional mortgage rate. Wouldn't surprise me to see that happen. We are at 3.42 right now is what the 30-year Freddie Mac mortgage survey came out at. And I did look for a client this morning. Those of you who are interested and qualify for the best loan on the market, the best loan on the market right now would be the VA. It's always a VA loan is the best loan on the market. Take a look at that interest rate reduction loan. And I actually looked at that one for a client earlier this morning. Think about that one. 3.375 with no rates, no fees. Think about that. If you haven't looked into it, maybe you should. Just a thought for you. There's a lot going on in the world, though. We're going to continue the conversation on world events as opposed to just dealing with the mortgage market. Did you see on Friday that the confirmation did come out? And unfortunately, because of all of the chaos in the world, Donald Trump did not have the press conference. Maybe that was good because he couldn't interrupt as much. But he didn't have a press conference to announce Mike Pence, another one of those Trump ego shows. But he did make it confirmed that Mike Pence would be his running mate. So the question that I would look up, being that I do a real estate show, I do a business and personal finance show, and I follow politics just a little bit, what are some of the things you might want to know about Mike Pence? Well, obviously, he's a low-key personality. He has to be being around Donald Trump. Holy cow. Did you watch 60 Minutes last night? Pence couldn't open his mouth without Trump interrupting. Just another one of those Donald Trumpisms.
It is what it is.
Yeah. Became governor. Pence served six terms in Congress before he became the governor of Indiana. He has a strong Christian background, strong anti-abortion background, very business friendly, but more important to business friendly, tax cuts from 6.5% to 4.9%. Oversaw the largest state tax cut in Indiana history, yet they've got a surplus in their budget. That seems pretty different. Think about that. The U.S., no surplus under President Obama. Just a thought there. And obviously, Pence does bring some fundraising abilities to the ticket. That's a little bit different as well. What will the housing market look like with Pence as a VP if he gets to finish the sentence? Well, that, again, if more people have jobs, more people can afford to buy houses. Maybe that wouldn't surprise me to see interest rates increase, although we've been saying that for 4 years, 5 years now, that interest rates will increase. They can't stay this low forever. The seniors in our country will continue to have problems if interest rates stay as low as they are. I hope you understand that concept, that the one that gets hurt the most by low interest rates are our senior citizens. If you think that you might become one of those people, a senior citizen, you may want to pay attention to interest rates. And I'll explain to you exactly why. Senior citizens need to be worrying about preserving their money. They're not in the wealth accumulation phase that many of us are. When you're trying to preserve money and live off of the interest, if you are getting no interest, it becomes very, very difficult to live. But I'm going to share this with you, and it's not a popular belief. So I'm going to share a non-popular belief.
Surprise.
Yeah, I know that's a surprise coming from me that it would not be popular. But here it is. Do you know who's responsible for the United States deficit? Do you know who's responsible for many, many issues? If you're not happy with the direction of the country, the one that's most responsible, senior citizens. And I'll explain to you exactly why it's senior citizens, because then you can go home and blame mom and dad. Here's the issue. They've been voting a lot longer than young people. It's just fact of life. If you're 20 years old, you've had the ability of voting in one gubernatorial election, no presidential elections. If you're 70 years old, you've had the opportunity to vote in, do my math quickly, probably 15, 10 presidential elections. It's your fault. You're the one that voted for the yahoos that have raised the debt to where it is. Just saying. Think about that concept, and then when you talk about that the economy's not doing well, and you voted for the same president twice in a row, well, that might be a part of the reason. I'm just throwing that out there. Many people don't like the idea that I share the truth, but I think I found that sound.
I want the truth! You can't handle the truth!
Yeah, I must tell you, when I share that commentary with senior citizens, they don't like what I have to say, but it is what it is. You can only call it like it is. So maybe that's why a lot of people are looking at, they feel they can't downsize right now. We're going to talk a little bit about that as well. The economy, our economy is built on the consumer. Regardless of what anybody tells you, 70% of our GDP in the U.S. is from the consumer. Now, when we get people that are not moving, not buying houses, think about the detriment that has on our economy. We need our senior citizens to right size. We need our young people to buy houses. Just saw a report today that young people are not buying starter homes now. They're actually waiting a little longer and buying a bigger home. I think that might be part of the economy issues. Well, we'll chat about more of that. You're listening to Ron Siegel Radio discussing your real estate, current events, and the financial markets. When we come back, we might be getting in a fight here. We'll chat about it. Three questions every buyer should ask themselves. Why many condos don't qualify for FHA loans? How to decide what your car payment should be? And United States Congress and the House of Representatives and the Senate finally working together? It must be some sort of a giveaway. I don't know. We'll talk about it. You can reach us anytime. Our off-air number, 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990, or ronsiegelradio.com. Connect with us, facebook.com/Ron Siegel Radio, on Twitter at Ron Siegel. Stay tuned. We'll be back in just a few.
Are you earning a safe, secure 10%+ return on your investments? Is your credit score over 800? Are you living in the home of your dreams or simply where you think you can afford? If the answer to any of these questions is no, what are you doing about it? Text ATP to 79564. Complete a 3-minute complimentary survey and the area trusted professionals of Ron Siegel Radio will reach out to you to develop a success strategy for you. Again, all you need to do is text ATP to 79564.
Did you know that banks and credit bureaus are rewarded financially if you have bad credit? And the worse your credit score is, the more money they can make off of you. How does that make you feel, knowing that banks are getting rich off of your hard-earned money? How does it make you feel, knowing that if a bank or a credit bureau makes a mistake on your credit report, they benefit from it and hurts you? The Fair Credit Report Act of 1971 requires banks and credit bureaus to report only accurate information, and nearly 100% of all credit reports are inaccurate. If you're sick and tired of being broke and tired of being robbed by the banks, you owe it to yourself and to your family to call Rondi. Rondi is a FICO-certified credit professional and has helped thousands of people just like you get out of debt and establish great credit. Rondi's number is 855-608-1990. Again, that's 855-608-1990. Or visit creditsanitizer.com. Again, that website is creditsanitizer.com.
Are you a veteran, own a home, and need money? The Siegel Lending Team is here to help veterans refinance and get the money they need. The VA 100 lets you borrow up to 100% of your home's value, refinance your mortgages, consolidate credit cards, and lower your payments by an average of $700 a month. And the Siegel Lending Team knows that character means more than a credit score. Call 800-306-1990. That's 800-306-1990. Rate subject to change without notice. Licensed by the California Department of Corporations. NMLS 21037 and DRE number 01869452.
Are you a veteran, police officer, firefighter, doctor, nurse, or teacher? If so, you qualify as one of Ron Siegel's VIP heroes, and we have rewards up to $5,000 or $10,000 when you buy, sell, or refinance a home with one of the Ron Siegel Radio partners. As one of the heroes, real estate agents will rebate part of their commission, lending partners will give a credit at closing, the title company has special published rates, and many other service providers have incentives too. All you need to do is call Ron Siegel Radio at 1-800-306-1990. That's 1-800-306-1990. Or visit VIPHeroProgram.com. Just think about what you will do with all the rebates and incentives from the partners of Ron Siegel Radio. Just call us at 800-306-1990 so we can show you our appreciation for your service.
You're listening to Ron Siegel's Home and Finance Show with local and national expert Ron Siegel. Now, here's Ron.
Welcome back to Ron Siegel Radio. Within every market, there are solutions as well as tremendous opportunities. You just need some trusted guidance. That's my message. And as your consumer advocate, I will be delivering it every day on Ron Siegel Radio or anytime at 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990. The real-time real estate segment being brought to you by the area trusted real estate professionals of Ron Siegel Radio. Text PEAR, Professional Equity Analysis Review, to 79564. One of the area trusted real estate professionals will reach out to you and get you the true equity position of your home. Just text PEAR 79564. Those of you watching us on Facebook Live, obviously this is our first time trying to do this on Facebook Live. It is not as easy as it thinks, as you might think. Trying to talk, broadcast live on radio, all these good things about it. The three questions every buyer should ask themselves is the topic of our real-time real estate segment today. Three questions. Why am I buying a home in the first place? A recent survey by Braun showed that over 75% of parents say their child's education is an important part of the search for a new home. This survey supports a study by the Joint Center for Housing Studies at Harvard University, which revealed that the four major reasons why people buy a home have nothing to do with money. They are a good place to raise children and for them to get a good education, a place where you and your family feel safe, more space for you and your family, control of space. I'm going to go through the others real quick, though. Where are home values headed? Home Price Index and CoreLogic have values projected to increase by 5.3% over the next 12 months. Yeah, what does that mean for you? $13,250 if you're buying a $250,000 house. I don't know where you're getting that in Southern California. Where are mortgage and interest rates headed? The Mortgage Bankers Association, National Association of Realtors, Fannie Mae, Freddie Mac, all projected interest rates will increase over the next 12 months. Bottom line, only you and your family know for certain if now is the right time to purchase a home. Answering these questions will help you make that decision. That is the real time. Real estate segment, again, brought to you by the Area Trusted Real Estate Professionals. Text PEAR to 79564. One of the professionals will reach out to you and get you the true equity position of your home. So in a chat this morning, I feel sometimes like I go in circles. You know something, Janae, when we talk to you, I can't say that I go in octagons with you because that would be very detrimental to my health, and I don't have enough health insurance. But going in circles might be a little more logical. You were on, I don't know, a couple visits ago, and you told me that you're not going to go fight anymore. And now you might be coming out of retirement. What's this all about?
I had to change part. I am going to compete in the Worlds coming up here.
The Worlds what?
The World Games.
Okay, MMA World Games.
It's the combat sports game, so it's actually...
Combat sports game, yeah. And you wonder why I say that I'm not going to get her upset with me.
So there's actually like a lot of the different sports going on. I will be competing in the MMA spectrum, I guess.
So there will be somebody out there, and I can only guess, that's going to have this comment for Janae. Ow! Now, I don't know who that might be. So what made you decide to come back and fight again? You get tired? No one's hitting you in the face anymore, so that's a bad thing?
I was working at a gym, and I realized that the politics involved in the sport, there was just so much that was like taking away from it. And I recently started going to a gym in Montclair called Team 3 Tech Mat. And the coach, just the way Sergio Machado, the way he coaches and the way he teaches, just totally brought my love back for the sport. And they encouraged me to continue to compete. And I decided that since I love it again, I don't love getting punched again, but I love the sport again. So I'm competing again.
So there's nothing you... You know, there's something that says about, like, teaching. You know, maybe if you taught others, then you don't have to be the one getting hit.
I do teach others, actually. I teach a women's self-defense program at Team 3 on Mondays, and I teach on Saturdays in Temecula. And that's one of the ways that we're raising money for the World Games is teaching self-defense seminars. So if you know a bunch of women who want a seminar, I would love to teach one.
You're going to teach them to hit other people in the face.
Oh, my gosh. I do not teach women how to hit. You know what's funny is that women already have something inside of them called crazy. We all know this. And
wait a second. I think over.
Surprise. Yes. Us women already have that instinctual thing. I like to teach how to get up and get away. With as much as I've been fighting in my life, I would not want to stay and fight somebody. Strength and weapons come into play if I was to stay and fight. So I teach how to protect yourself, how to protect your bubble, how to avoid being a victim, how to avoid being in a confrontation or in a bad situation. And then if God forbid, what are one or two things we can do quickly to get up and get away? I don't really teach what we already know how to do.
It's very interesting that you bring that up. I was Tuesday night, I think it was. I was at an event here in Anaheim, and it was a discussion by the Anaheim Police Department. And I guess the commentary going around the country right now, or from many, many police departments, is something called run, hide, fight.
And that's if there's the active shooter thing you're
right,
talking about.
Right.
Yeah. You really, if there's an active shooter, I guess you're not going to go fist to a gunfight.
Well, actually, you know something? That's what saved a lot of people. If you remember way back when, it seems like forever ago, but the Gabby Giffords case in Arizona when they had the guy shooting there, basically he was shooting, he shot the congresswoman, and some gentleman there decided that when he went to go reload his gun, it was time to fight. So if they knew some of the things that you teach, you know, that it all turned out well after they got that opportunity, but taking advantage of being that confidence, I think.
I think too, also knowing that I teach buying time or waiting for the opportunity or waiting for that moment to attack, like he was reloading his gun. So there is that moment. If a woman's in a bad situation, there's moments where they can explode, or we say like, get out. But just knowing that and being aware and having the confidence to know that you can do something in that situation.
Does your trainings, do you go into the idea of knowing the surroundings and understanding, you know, maybe being a little aware of your surroundings before anything might happen?
Absolutely. I always teach, as I'm walking to my car, just take a look around, get off Pokemon Go. just have that second of knowing your surroundings. When I walk into a building, I know where my exits are. I'm not paranoid. It's just that split second of just knowing, okay, if I need to get out, there's my door. If I walk to my car, knowing what's around, just having that split second of knowing your surroundings and knowing your exits and yeah, just knowing what's going on around you.
I guess that's all ties in. I mean, and then if you have to use, and I've watched you do some demonstrations in some of the events you do. Holy cow, the idea of just having a little bit of knowledge, just a couple of things that you're able to teach people. They don't have to become the champion that you are.
No, I teach one-off seminars. And in
what does that mean, one-off?
One-off means I come to you guys and I teach for an hour and a half to 2 hours, and I try to leave you guys with one small thing, one thing you can do to protect yourself. And or I'll teach six-week programs. Currently, I'm teaching one 6 week in Temecula. But if you come to one seminar, I do one seminar, one thing will stick with you that can help you in your future.
That it seems to me like that's what makes a lot of sense. If you're doing an hour and a half seminar, you're not going to be a champion.
Oh, no.
Or an expert. But if I can figure out, you know, I walked away the other night from the discussion, no three exits.
Mm-hmm.
Right? I mean, just simple things like that. But when you walk into a building, an office, you know, if you're in an office today, know where three exits are. Right? That makes a lot of sense to me. Know, you know, where's there a locked room? Where's there places that I can hide? If I have to run, if I have to fight, what do I need to do? So some of those things, again, just one or two strategies.
It's really scary that we have to that in this day.
It's a shame.
It is. It's really sad, but it's definitely, it's literally a split second of walking into a building. Where's my exits? And for women, especially, I'm sorry, men, I'm not one, so I can't speak for you, but women have extremely good intuition. It's just listening to that intuition, taking that second to something doesn't feel right. Listen to that. It's probably not right. And just, yeah, taking that second to know your exits, listening to your intuition, and it could save your life.
Interesting. And so now, in addition to going out and fighting, and where's that World Games at?
Naples, Italy.
Naples, Italy. You still have good food there. Okay. And you're teaching the writing a book too. How do you fit all this stuff in? Another book.
I'm writing my third book. Training is mornings and evenings, and there's a lot of time in between. You have to rest your body a lot because it's really exhausting training, so it's easy just to be on the computer and type away.
I do the resting part very well. Obviously, look at me.
The third book is actually still in the interview process. I got to meet a really extraordinary young boy named Maddox, and his story is he got at five was diagnosed with leukemia, and through his journey, the most amazing things happened. I'm not going to say too much because I don't want to give it away, but just with interviewing the family, they always said they wish they had a handbook of, you know, what to expect. And I think a lot of people go into that situation with their child. I get the chills even thinking about it. A child that being diagnosed with cancer, what do you expect? What am I going to feel? How is this going to feel? How is this going to work? And that's what we're hoping to bring with this third book. I say we because, again, Tiffany's helping me with the process in writing it. So, you know, the journey through leukemia and yeah, I don't want to give too much away, but it's amazing.
It's amazing stuff. Wow. And the last couple of books, we've talked about them on air. If you want to go back and look at some of our prior broadcasts, we're going to chat more with Janae Noonan when we come back. You're listening to Ron Siegel Radio discussing your real estate current events and the financial markets. How in the world does a real estate professional in Southern California get the United States Senate and Congress to, and House to work together? Well, maybe we'll just talk about what they did. Maybe we'll figure that. I don't know what the heck this is. I wasn't there. Some how to decide what your car payment should be, why many condos don't qualify for FHA loans, all that and more. You can reach us anytime. Our off-air number, 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990, or ronsiegelradio.com. Connect with us, facebook.com/Ron Siegel Radio, on Twitter at Ron Siegel. Stay tuned. We'll be back in just a few.
Is your credit score over 800? Are you living in the home of your dreams or simply where you think you can afford? Are you earning a safe, secure 10-plus percent return on your investments? If the answer to any of these questions is no, what are you doing about it? Text ATP to 79564. Complete a 3-minute complimentary survey and the area trusted professionals of Ron Siegel Radio will reach out to you to develop a success strategy for you. Again, all you need to do is text ATP to 79564.
Are you purchasing or own a luxury home? If you're like so many others, your home is your largest asset and the mortgage is your largest debt. The Siegel Lending Team has some amazing financing opportunities right now. Jumbo loans up to $2 million, 30-year rates below 4%, 15-year rates near 3.5%, and if you can believe it, 7-year interest-only hybrids in low threes. The Siegel Lending Team has all the options for your jumbo or second home loan requirements. Take advantage of them while you can. To learn more about all the other financing products available from the Siegel Lending Team, call 1-800-306-1990. That's 1-800-306-1990. Or visit SiegelLendingTeam.com. That's S-I-E-G-E-L LendingTeam.com. Again, call 1-800-306-1990. Rates subject to change without notice. Licensed by NMLS ID 217037 and 145502. Equal Housing Lender.
UDirect IRA Services has helped thousands of Americans invest their IRA outside of the stock market, into real estate, land, private notes, and more, to improve their financial future. UDirect IRA is a third-party administrator providing complete and accurate information on self-directed IRAs so you can make the most of your retirement funds. Educating individual investors and professionals is the cornerstone of UDirect IRA. We have events right here in Southern California geared towards self-directed investing. We also offer webinars, so no matter where you are, you can learn to earn. Are you a veteran, own a home, and need money? The Siegel Lending Team is here to help veterans refinance and get the money they need. The VA 100 lets you borrow up to 100% of your home's value, refinance your mortgages, consolidate credit cards, and lower your payments by an average of $700 a month. And the Siegel Lending Team knows that character means more than a credit score. Call 800-306-1990. That's 800-306-1990. Rate subject to change without notice. Licensed by the California Department of Corporations. NMLS 21037 and DRE number 01869452.
37% of American homeowners believe they have over 20% equity in their homes. Fannie Mae tells us 69% of American homeowners have over 20% equity in their homes. Fully 1 in 3 American homeowners are not informed about the amount of equity they have in their homes. Are you one of them? How might this be holding you back from achieving your goals? Text RSR CMA 279564 to get a property valuation from one of the area trusted professionals of Ron Siegel Radio. Again, to know how much your home is really worth, simply text RSR CMA 279564.
You're listening to Ron Siegel's Home and Finance Show with local and national expert Ron Siegel. Now, here's Ron.
Welcome back to Ron Siegel Radio. Within every market, there are solutions as well as tremendous opportunities. You just need some trusted guidance. That's my message. And as your consumer advocate, I will be delivering it every day on Ron Siegel Radio or anytime at 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990. The Mortgage Minute today being brought to you by the area trusted professionals of Ron Siegel Radio. That would be your household board of directors. Do not tell me you don't have a household board of directors. Either you have one or you need one. Just a thought there. Because think about it. What corporation do you know that does not have a board of directors, yet you think that you don't need one? Ah, come on. Text ATP 79564. Do a short survey. And we will introduce you to real estate professionals, mortgage, reverse mortgage, credit repair, insurance, tax planner, financial planner, CPA, divorce attorney, bankruptcy attorney, estate planning attorney, business attorney. They're all part of the program. You just got to do the texting and fill out a 2-minute survey. We do the rest from there. Why many condos don't qualify for FHA loans? Doesn't make a whole lot of sense to me, but there's three rules most negatively affect buyers who want to buy condos. Spot approvals, those were eliminated. Now the entire project must have an FHA approval before a borrower can get an FHA loan. A maximum of 30% of condo projects units can have FHA insured mortgages. There was no such limitation previously. No more than 10% of the units can be owned by any one owner. Those are a few of the issues right there. More than 50% of occupants are renters. Yeah, that might pose a little bit of a problem right there. More than 14.9% of HOA dues are 60 days delinquent. That could pose a problem. I don't want to get into the technicalities of it, but I think we might have some help on the way. That is the Mortgage Minute, again, brought to you by the Area Trusted Professionals, your household board of directors. Text ATP to 79564. We'll get that whole thing put together, the whole board of directors put together for you. But what I want to really chat about now is somebody that probably knows a whole lot more about the FHA programs than I do. Maybe not the loan side of it, maybe, but maybe the technicalities, getting the state to work on these. Lisa Dunn is very, very influential in these issues. So, Lisa, you've got some legislation. What is it going to affect the beginning of July next year?
Well, no, we just had a bill go through the Congress. We're talking House of Representatives and U.S. Senate. That I believe the National Association of Realtors sponsored regarding the FHA condo project approval situation that you just outlined. And it was part of a bill that had a few other things in it, but a lot of the problems that you just mentioned regarding getting condos approved so more people can buy them, they actually addressed it in this bill, and it went through the House of Representatives 427 votes to zero, no opposition. And then it went through the Senate, but we had to get the entire country of realtors to get on the senator's back so they would take a vote because they didn't want to actually go in and do their job. Big surprise.
Huh? Well, that's a surprise. Congress not working.
Oh, yeah,
who would have thought that?
You know, so we're just like, before you take your 2-month vacation, could you please go in and vote on this piece of legislation that's going to help a lot of people? They actually did last Wednesday and went in and voted, not a single nay vote, went through unanimous through both House and Senate. And now it's headed to the president, and hopefully he'll sign off on that shortly. And what that's going to do is change some of those condo approval rules that you just mentioned.
Wow.
Good news.
So do we think that if corrupt Harry Reid was involved in it, and he must have already got the approval of President Obama to vote. So maybe
everybody liked this. Nice try.
Yeah, well, Harry Reid generally doesn't like anything that's good for the people, but he also always seems to get the president's approval for every one of his votes. So seems like the president should sign it.
Oh, there's no reason the president wouldn't. There was no opposition. There was no groups opposing this.
Never stopped him before.
But it's really going to help a lot of the condo projects get approval again. One of the things they're going to do is change that owner occupancy level. You just mentioned you have to have 50% owner occupants to have an approval. It's going to lower that down to 35%. So those condo complexes that are kind of renter heavy right now, a lot of investors have gone in and bought different properties, loaded them all up with renters. Well, if somebody wants to go buy in one of those complexes and it's not FHA approved, you know, they can't get a loan, so you can't change that ratio. It's never going to get above 50%. So what they've done is lowered it down to 35% owner occupants currently in the complex, and now people can come in. It'll get approved first, and then people can come in and start buying the units and bringing the owner occupancy rate higher. So that's going to help a lot of the areas that were really hit hard in the recession. Hopefully, it's going to really help the Inland Empire area, too.
Any idea when that might take effect?
Depends when the president signs it. And this was basically because HUD couldn't act fast enough. You know, they
That's pretty surprising that the Congress was able to act faster than HUD.
Pretty scary, actually.
That is scary. I mean, that's really when you take it one step too far.
Yeah, yeah. It really is interesting because HUD has been hinting around that they were going to do something. I was fortunate enough to go to Washington, D.C. in May as a National Association of Realtors director, and it was my first trip, so I'd never seen any of this, and I've never done the Washington thing. And we had actually gone into HUD and asked them, you know, what's going on? And they said, well, changes are coming, but we can't tell you what they are. Then why are you even telling us changes are coming? So that's kind of the situation we've been in. We need changes to the FHA condo project approval process. They've been saying that there was a streamlined recertification, that they have to be recertified every 2 years, and it was kind of an onerous process. And they said, well, we've changed it. It's streamlined, and nobody seems to know how it's any different than what it was. So,
well, I guess if you go from taking forever to just a little less than forever.
Well, it was basically the paperwork was just, you know, just a lot of stuff that people have to submit for the recertification, and you have to do it every 2 years. And a lot of the FHA approvals lapse because the boards of directors for the homeowners associations, they don't know, nor do they care. So they were supposed to have an easier way to do it, and it didn't really get easier. However, this new HR 3700, the bill that passed, covers the streamline effort, so it'll be sure that that actually goes into effect, that things will actually be smoother, and it's going to change the approval or the expiration date process. Instead of 2 years, it's going to take it out to somewhere between 3 to 5 years. So once you have an FHA approval, it'll be good for a longer period, and you'll have to do it less often.
A little less work for the management company.
Exactly.
Speaking of the management company.
Don't even get me going. You say that.
Now, you had helped champion a California bill
mm-hmm.
that was going to force the management companies to actually tell their constituents about FHA. Explain that a little bit, and when does that go into effect?
That actually went into effect July 1st, and that was a state bill that we worked on with the Orange County Business Council. And what it does, it requires the condominium financial statement that they get once a year to all the homeowners in the complex. It has a statement in there saying, you know, FHA loans can help you get a higher price for your home, keep your values up. You can have to have it to get a reverse mortgage and different financing options. And then it has a line that says this project is or is not a condominium, and this project does or does not have FHA approval. And it also does it for VA as well. So every year the homeowners will get the statement, if they even open the envelope, they can see if their complex is FHA or VA approved.
Well, even if they don't open the envelope, I would think that it'll probably be easier for real estate professionals and loan professionals to get a hold of the management company, and they'll have that readily available as opposed to before they had no clue.
Well, and it's also going to put it on the radar of the board of directors when they're doing their budget for the year. They're going to have to say, hey, what is this? You know, why do we have to do this? So it's going to bring it up as a topic of discussion, and it outlines that there are benefits to this because most of them think, well, we don't want those people in our complex, and that can even be, besides being blatant discrimination, if you don't look at the possibility of getting an FHA approval, thanks to a Supreme Court ruling a year ago with disparate impact, that technically your failure to look at even the going through the process of getting FHA approval, if somebody feels that that is discrimination against a protected class, then they could come back and perhaps go after that board of directors. It hasn't happened yet, but I was actually able to speak with the person in charge of fair housing at HUD, and didn't even cross his mind that that was a possibility. And he said, you know what, let me know if you have some examples of that.
Very interesting. So we might get to a few places that are talking about not having FHA approvals. What's the problem with FHA loans? They help people get into a house. If you've had some sort of problem with credit or short sale, you can get in there a little sooner. Property values increase. Let me know what you think about the problems of FHA loans. Maybe it's just a lack of education. We'll talk about it. You're listening to Ron Siegel Radio, discussing your real estate, current events, and the financial markets. When we come back, more with Lisa Dunn and Janae Noonan. We're also going to chat about how to decide what your car payment should be. That'll be an interesting one. You can reach us anytime. Off-air number, 800-306-1990. 800-306-1990 or ronsiegelradio.com. Connect with us, facebook.com/ronsiegelradio, on Twitter @ronsiegel. And if you miss any part of our broadcast, shame on you. But you can catch it again, Ron Siegel and the numeral one, Ron Siegel One on YouTube. Stay tuned. We'll be back in just a few.
Are you living in the home of your dreams or simply where you think you can afford? Are you earning a safe, secure 10%+ return on your investments? Is your credit score over 800? If the answer to any of these questions is no, what are you doing about it? Text ATP to 79564. Complete a complimentary survey, and the area trusted professionals of Ron Siegel Radio will reach out to you to develop a success strategy for you. Again, all you need to do is text ATP to 79564.
Isn't it time you found out the truth about FHA-insured home equity conversion? No, it's not your grandfather's reverse mortgage. This just may be the finest financial planning strategy available for all homeowners of retirement age. Helping protect what you've earned is the job of your board of directors with continued education. Major research has shown that using a HECM will significantly enhance the success rate of a retiree's portfolio and legacy. Please allow us to educate. For your complimentary consultation, call Jay Kaplan at 949-300-3855. That's 949-300-3855.
Are you currently renting a home? Do you like paying someone else's mortgage payment? Why not explore the options to purchase your own home? Can you imagine a 30-year fixed-rate loan below 4.25% APR? This means with $10,500, you can purchase a $295,000 home and have a principal and interest payment of about $1,400 per month. What are you paying in rent? Does your family deserve the opportunity to take advantage of the current market? To learn more about these exciting opportunities, the Siegel Lending Team is standing by to speak with you. Call now, 1-800-306-1990. That's 1-800-306-1990. Or visit SiegelLendingTeam.com. That's S-I-E-G-E-L LendingTeam.com. Or 1-800-306-1990. Rates subject to change without notice. Licensed by NMLS ID 217037 and 145502. Equal housing lender. Not endorsed or sponsored by any government agency.
You have a goal of mortgage-free home ownership? What if your home was valued at $500,000? Are you aware that a free and clear home could be costing you $2,500 every month, $30,000 per year? The mortgage planners at the Siegel Lending Team would like to show you how you can own your home, generate tax-free income, and accumulate family wealth. You simply need to call the Ron Siegel Team at 1-800-306-1990. That is 1-800-306-1990. By sending the team a copy of your most recent mortgage statement, the team will send you a no-obligation real estate plan. You be the judge if this is right for your family. Again, all you have to do is send the team a copy of your mortgage statement by email to reap@ronsiegelradio.com or call today, Ron Siegel, 1-800-306-1990. That is 1-800-306-1990.
Rate subject to change and without notice. Licensed by the California DOC and BRENMLS 217037 and 145502 and CalDRE 01869452 and 1-866-7.
The Honda Summer Clearance Event is on now at your San Diego Honda dealers. Choose from a great selection at clearance prices. Go to sdhondadealers.com to find your nearest dealer. You're listening to Ron Siegel's Home and Finance Show with local and national experts, Ron Siegel. Now, here's Ron.
Welcome back to Ron Siegel Radio. Within every market, there are solutions as well as tremendous opportunities. You just need some trusted guidance. That's my message. And as your consumer advocate, I will be delivering it every day on Ron Siegel Radio or anytime at 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990. Your Credit Matters segment today being brought to you by CreditSanitizer.com. You have a credit report. It's wrong. They all are. That's why I know yours is too. What are you doing about it? Credit Sanitizer has these solutions you just need to take care of making that phone call. How to decide what your car payment should be? Well, it's simple. It's called budgeting 101. Oh, yeah, they don't teach that in school anymore. It's a shame, but we're going to talk actually next week. Jeff Ballad is going to come in. He is the CEO of Friendly Hills Bank. He's actually putting together a financial education class for a charter school near the bank. Pretty surprising that the kids don't learn anything about budgeting, and we wonder why bankruptcies are up in our country. So experts come up. I always worry when you say experts. They come up and they say, here's how we need to budget for our household expenses. 50% of your income, housing, food, and transportation. Those are what we call needs. 30% for wants, more luxurious cars, entertainment, and travel. 20% for savings, and those of you who haven't done it yet, paying off credit cards and meeting long-range financial goals. So if you look at that 50% for housing, food, and transportation, that's where you put your car into. Now, here's an issue that I share all the time. Don't get the car first. You get the car after you deal with your housing. I've seen so many people that go and they buy this real nice car, Mercedes, Range Rover, the new Maserati that's kind of like a BMW price point. And then they wonder, why don't I qualify for a house? Well, guess what? You've got too big a percentage of your income going toward that car payment.
Surprise, surprise, surprise.
So think about that. Get the housing first. You can, any car, I'm going to tell you, it is what it is. Most cars are for ego. See, because if you go and you buy a 2000 jalopy and you pay $2,000 in cash for it, as long as it runs, and it'll get you from point A to point B, that's called transportation. That gets you where you want to go. When you go and buy that Maserati, and if you pay for the $500 a month one or more, that's for ego. Because it's not going to get you to point A to point B any different, maybe a little more style, a little more luxury, again, ego, than any other car. Think about that concept. So buy the house first, get the appreciation for the house, see what that does to your household budget in that 50% that I just spoke about. Then you can see where the car fits in, what your budget will allow. Because if you are doing that 30-year fixed rate loan, and again, I don't know what you qualify for, but Freddie Mac, their survey, 3.42% last Thursday is what they released. Think about that concept. It might be a good idea that you can get that appreciation on a house, return on investment of the house, and maybe you can only buy a $300 car instead of a $500 car. I don't know. That is the Your Credit Matters segment, again, brought to you by CreditSanitizer.com. Again, go to their website. They've got all the information right there. So, Lisa, we were chatting more about FHA, and it's from all the work you do on it, it must be a real horrible program based on all the work you do.
All the work I do. Let's see. I held an open house yesterday that looked like swarms of people. It was just crazy. Little starter condo. And there was people in there, all ages. You know, you mentioned something interesting about, you know, the
Every once in a while, I mention something interesting.
That's true. Every now and then you do.
Not often.
You had mentioned about, you know, people should be downsizing and, you know, people bypassing, you know, the starters for the larger places. I had every kind of conceivable type of buyer going through this property yesterday. And it was interesting because there were older folks, there were younger folks, there was in between folks, there was single people. And what struck me was the number of them that came in saying, is this condo FHA approved? And I said, of course it is. And gave me great pleasure to tell them that they were able to put an offer in and buy this home. And we're going to have a multiple offer situation and the price is going to get bid up. But that's what happens with these FHA properties, because you have qualified buyers. This can be mom and dad. This could be your kid, you know, that's going to be qualifying for an FHA loan, because a lot of the millennials that happen to have a little bit of student debt, the FHA program is very good for them because of the higher debt to income ratios that they allow. So that's an opportunity that they get to get a loan that they might not be able to get a conventional loan. So it can raise the values of the property just because of the desirability, because more people can therefore try to buy these FHA approved homes. And they're great neighbors because it's got to be owner occupied.
Call that the supply and demand, right?
Yeah, I think that's what it's called.
Right. I mean, you mentioned you had a lot of people going through.
Mm-hmm.
So if a lot of people go through, and you also mentioned the idea, we've talked about this before on Ron Siegel Radio, about the idea of bidding up. So you didn't have, maybe that's why there's so many people going through, is because it was priced low to create demand.
I think there was a little something to do with that. Yeah.
I had a great real estate
I've been doing this too long, you know. I know how to do that. So
exactly. And you look at it, and I don't know what the price point, I don't know people's qualifications, but hey, you look right now, an FHA loan at like 3.25%.
Mm-hmm.
That's the down payment on that. And I love this term because I after all the years of doing radio and talking to people, I heard a new term in the last 3 months. It was called the down payment on a lease. And the agent was talking about it. We have the first month's rents, last month's rent, security deposit, pet deposit, all those other things. That first month, that first payment, that down payment on a lease may be higher than the down payment on that condo.
Yeah, actually, you're right about that, because the condo was in the mid-300s or in the 350 range, and the down payment would be just a scooch under $10,000. And if you were going to be leasing the place, you have to come up with first month's rent. You have to come up with security deposit. They're now charging pet rent. That's the new cool thing. You know,
sure.
You get to pay an extra $20 a month or whatever for your cat, or $50 for your dog. And many times you'll see the move-in cost to be, you know, $9,000-$10,000. So if you're a first-time buyer, you can go in with your $10,000, use that as your down payment. You can have your closing costs financed through your loan by asking for a seller credit, and boom, you're in a place that you're building equity on immediately instead of handing all your money over to the landlord.
And the two big questions then that come from that conversation is, based on history, we don't know, we don't have a crystal ball that's completely perfect, but on the FHA loan, if somebody keeps it for 30 years, which you should not do, but if somebody keeps it for 30 years, how much is that going to go up over the next 30 years on a fixed rate loan? Zero.
Yeah. I mean, it's a heck of
a
deal.
A fixed rate loan, right?
Before
you go on the other side of the coin, if you go on your lease, when your lease expires, is that, just a guess, is it going to go up or down?
Usually it's going up, and it's going up fast.
Right?
It's making a lot of sense now for people that are in a two-bedroom apartment. Go out there and look what's in the two-bedroom condo range, and your house payment's going to be probably pretty close to what you're paying in rent.
So you win-win, both sides.
Definitely. And the interesting thing is, on the offers that are coming in on this particular condo, I got one the first day from somebody who is an investor and wanted to buy it for his daughter to rent from him. And he came in $8,000 under the asking price. And there's a little family that was in there that was just as cute as could be. You know, the mom was a teacher. The dad, you know, is a mechanic at the local car dealership. They have a son in school, and they're buying FHA. And they're going to come in $5,000-$6,000 over what I'm asking. What makes more sense?
Yeah, absolutely. Great information. If you want to meet Lisa, give me a call, 800-306-1990. I'd be happy to put you in touch. Janae, when's that, when are you going to fight? When's that World Games going to be?
November.
November. So you got a little bit of time, a couple months to get out there and bash some heads in.
I'm not punching the
Yeah, Don't start now.
I got a couple months to get some training in, yes.
And tell us again where you're teaching.
On Monday nights, I am teaching at Team 3 Checkmat in Montclair. And Saturdays, I am teaching in Fight Syndicate in Temecula. And any Orange County places, I'm looking for one out here. I'd like to have one in each district, I guess, area, county. There we go. What are they called?
put you all over.
Yeah.
Interesting. Okay. And what are the costs? How often you meet?
The one in Temecula is the next 6 weeks. And that is $90 for the whole six-week program. It's well-priced.
Well-priced, sorry.
Yes.
Economical.
It's economical. I like, when I teach seminars, I want, if you want to come, I don't want price to be the thing keeping you away. So even if $90 is too much for you, you can contact me and we work something out. I don't want your life dependent on your financial.
Figures that that's the way you would be. Great person. Interesting information. I'll put you in touch with you if you have some more questions on that. And be sure to set that first radio preset button to come back here every day to join Ron Siegel Radio, where we only speak about items affecting your house and your bank account. Thanks to all of our sponsors. A big thanks to Steve, who's engineering us today. And, of course, a special thanks to you for spending a little bit of your day with us. That's all from Ron Siegel Radio. Again, if you have any questions or to meet any of our guests, call me at 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990, or ronsiegelradio.com. And remember, make a lot of money, help a lot of people, have a lot of fun. Have a great day. We'll talk to you next time on Ron Siegel Radio.
Our house, in the middle of our street.
You're listening to ESPN Radio 1700.
Safety. If you know me, you know how seriously I take it. I live, eat, and breathe safety. In fact, safety is my middle name. I went to